Hello everybody and welcome back to my channel. I am your host, Davin James. Glad to be here with everyone here today. Hope you're all doing well. If you're new here, please remember to like, subscribe and comment to my channel. It helps a bunch with the YouTube algorithm. It shows YouTube like my content. And therefore then YouTube will start promoting my content a bit more, which will be very nice. And it helps me a lot more than you probably realize it does. So with that being said, let's get on with today's episode. Okay, so I'm very intrigued to see how people feel about this. Because apparently, right now, according to Hollywood Reporter, the rights for the Halloween franchise has now landed at Miramax. The company will deliver a series based on the horror franchise in conjunction with Transit International Films. I love this right here. The Michael Myers Cinematic Universe. Like, yep, bring it to me. I'm happy. I'm willing to take it. Give me more of this sexy man right here. I don't care. So Miramax has secured the TV rights to Halloween and will deliver a series based on a long-running horror franchise. The company made a broad deal with rights holder Transcends International Films that covers not only a TV series but also related projects for international markets and potentially a linked universe spanning TV and film. No writer is not yet attached. Miramax producer David Gordon Green 2018-2022 Halloween trilogy along with Transcends and Blumhouse Productions. During a former incarnation of the company, Miramax's Dimensional Films was behind five of the movies in the 13 film franchise. Crazy to think there's been 13 films of this franchise. Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't even think Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th probably had that many films in the franchise. I know Scream right now is on his fifth movie? Sixth movie? Yeah, six. That's right, because the fifth one came out like during the pandemic. Or just before the pandemic, I don't know. I'm getting my timelines mixed up. But I am a big Halloween fan in terms of the property, the TV, not the TV, but the movie property. I am very curious to know what direction they're going to go with in terms of them owning the franchise. Like, okay, you're going to do a Michael Myers Halloween TV series. How's that going to work? How's that going to look? How are you going to shoot that? What story are you going to come up with for that? Is this going to be a continuation from the previous Halloween films? Or are you going to just, like, scrap that and go in a completely new direction, which has been done many times? You know, like, the David Gordon Green trilogy was a sequel to the original movie, but everything else was left out of the... Well, it's no longer canon to what we've seen in the newer movies, if that makes sense. So, it's been shown that you can make changes a lot during these movies. And some people won't actually mind that. As long as they understand it and it makes sense to them, they'll be cool with it. You know what I mean? But I know, in terms of the last few movies, or at least the last two anyway, Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends, not a lot of people liked them because they took a completely different direction. They felt rushed, or they felt like this didn't make any sense. Like, a lot of things didn't make sense. And yeah, so the critics and also fans were very critical of those last two movies, at least. The first one I really liked. I loved the first one. I thought that was really cool, really badass, and really, really violent as well in some ways. And I remember, like, this is a funny story. So when I went to see the first Halloween movie in the trilogy, Halloween 2018, I was in the cinema, and it was like towards the evening sometime, I think it was. And by the time I was in the cinema, not many people were there. Some people were still entering. And then it was a complete silent room. You know, the adverts had not started yet, so we were all just waiting for the adverts to start, and then hopefully the film would start. So this woman comes in, and I'm guessing she was drunk or intoxicated of some sort. And she was like, "Is this the movie with Michael Myers in?" I'm like, "Yes." Like, what did you think you were getting yourself in for? Like, you purchased a ticket for Halloween, but yet you don't know anything about this franchise. Or, not as a bad thing, but like, what did you think you were going to see? Like, yes, this is the one with Michael Myers in, like, he's literally on the poster. If you're familiar with Michael Myers, then you're familiar with the character. Like, you're familiar with, like, the mask and whatnot. So what exactly did you think you were going to see? Like, why did you need to confirm, or needed to be confirmed as to what you were seeing? I don't know what was going on with her. I found that as a funny related story in terms of the Halloween movies. Only happened the one time, but, you know, it's little things like that that always make me laugh. I always make my cinema experiences a lot more memorable in terms of my viewing pleasure. But yeah, I am very curious to know what they're going to do with this franchise. I don't think Jamie Lee Curtis is going to come back. Like, I think she's happy with the way they wrote off her character in the end of Halloween Ends. How they ended with her character. She doesn't die, spoiler alert. But I think she's more than happy to, like, put that character to rest now. Let someone else take over from her. And let someone else take their own spin on the character and see what they come up with that character. And that's even a big question right there. Is Laurie Strode going to be part of this new Michael Myers universe? Because in my opinion, and I think a lot of you can agree with this, you can't have Michael Myers but not have Laurie Strode at the same time. Because those two are why the franchise worked so well. They were at the very beginning of the franchise and they were at the very end of the franchise. So there's no way you could do one without the other, sort of thing. But then also you risk just doing the same story over and over again. So what can you possibly do that's going to make people invested and interested? Like, what? So you're just going to do a TV series with Laurie Strode and Michael Myers? Okay, fine. But then we already know, like, in the previous canon, how that story ends. And we've seen the story thousands of times. So what more are you actually going to do with this franchise? You know, you can't do an origin story because they tried that years ago with the Rob Zombie movies. And regardless of what you think of those movies, they were not well received for the most part. And many people were like, well, why are you doing an origin story on Michael Myers? He doesn't need an origin story. Like, this guy's a psychopath. He's cold-blooded. He has no human feelings. He has no remorse. We don't need to know why. Like, he became the way he became. We don't need to know why. We believe it. Like, we see this guy on screen with this little sexy mask and his sexy jumpsuit, and we believe that this guy is a real threat and that he can be walking around in any sort of neighborhood and we'll still cause a fright for a lot of people in the neighborhood. But, you know, it remains to be seen what direction they're going to go with. Hopefully they wait a while until they, like, put out another installment of the Halloween movies, or you actually produce a TV series based on the Halloween movies, or, you know, the franchise itself. Because, like, when it ended in 2022, I think a lot of people were like, well, okay, I'm fine with how it ended. I'm ready to take a break from this franchise. I'm ready to see it go away for a little while. Maybe in a couple of years or so, come back with a fresher idea, and then we'll go from there and see how things are from there. And I feel the same way. Like, I'd rather see other characters in other universes get more, you know, time again on big screen. Even though this is not always easy, you know, I'd love to see a new Nightmare on Elm Street movie. I'd love to see a new Friday the 13th movie. Hell, doing the TV series based on one of those. I mean, Chucky, the movie character of Chucky, the doll. That's on the Sci-Fi Network in the US, and it's on its third season, I believe, at the moment. So it's doing pretty well for itself on TV. I don't know what kind of budget they have in terms of the TV, but, like, I'm interested to know if they could pull off a Chucky TV series. Could they? I'm not saying this is the same studio. This is a completely different studio, but, like, I'm interested in seeing who else could do what with the Halloween franchise and other characters in other franchises, you know. I'm very much interested to know what more we can get from horror characters that don't actually involve them being on the big screen as much. Because maybe the future is on TV in some ways. Maybe the future of these characters are on streaming or something like that. Who knows? But again, I'd like to know your guys' thoughts. What do you think of this? Do you like the idea of a Michael Myers TV show at some point in the near future? What ideas would you like them to come up with for the franchise? Would you want to see Laurie Strode again, even if it's played by a different actress? Let me know your thoughts down below, and until next time, thank you very much for watching. Take care, stay safe, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.